Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Welcome to Share Talk. Today we have Brian Evans-Jones, who is the Chief Financial Officer from Active Energy Group PLC, which is the ticker AEG, listed on AIM. And today they have had an RNS out to confirm an agreement to roll out their revolutionary biomass plants. Hi Brian, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Good morning, John.
Just for the benefit of our listeners who may not be aware of what Active Energy Group are all about, given you're obviously in the renewables sector, can you just give us an overview as to what the company does?
Sure. Active Energy Group is focused on two affiliate companies, which were previously divisions, now operate independently, albeit with a significant interest from Active Energy Group in them. That's Timberlands International, which is looking to secure substantial areas of forestry, initially in North America, but also looking elsewhere. And Advanced Biomass Solutions, which is the affiliate of which I'm the CEO. And we're looking to drive forward our revolutionary drop-in biomass pellet as a substitute and alternative to coal in coal-fired power generation.
Okay, and do you want to just give us an overview of today's RNS announcement? Because it looks to be fairly positive. The market's responding. Your shares are 10% up as we're doing this interview at the moment.
Yes, I think it's highly positive. Look, there's a lot of work been going on in Advanced Biomass Solutions for some time. And we are looking for the right partners to drive this forward, who bring not just money, not just financial resources, but the ability to give us credibility in what is a very exciting space at the moment. Green energy is a very good place to be. But what we do is we take waste wood and we turn that into a high calorific value pellet, which is going to be a premium product which will drop into any coal-fired power station anywhere in the world and allow them to avoid huge retrofit costs, which are typically associated with going over to burning biomass. I think the story of Drax is well known. They spent a fortune taking several of their power facilities over to the white pellets that they buy out of the Americas. Their huge retrofit cost there is avoided by utilizing our product. That's the most exciting aspect of it, really. The announcement this morning gives us the critical mass. It gives us the chain of particular elements that we need to break into one of our major target markets, which is the North Asian market. Lumino Capital bring the feedstock. They bring huge financial resources behind them. And more importantly, they bring long-term offtake contracts with suppliers into the Korean and Japanese markets, which are expected to grow to very significant markets for biomass and renewable energy generally over the next few years.
Okay. When do you think you may be looking to get some of these offtake agreements signed?
Well, Lumino are already in that space, John. This project is complementary, if you like, and an expansion of their operations in Southeast Asia. They already supply into those markets from dedicated producers of ordinary biomass pellets in Vietnam, in particular. So, actually, securing those long-term offtake agreements and putting all the pieces of this particular jigsaw together, we expect to fall into place fairly rapidly and have the first plants up and running by the end of half one next year.
Yeah, so I mean, back in March, you notified the market of quite a significant CLN fundraise. How are you using that cash towards this, you know, project in the announcement that you've made today?
We're building the reference plant. In the very near future, all of the pieces of the first reference plant are coming together, and we expect to actually be turning that on and having it producing pellets at our facility in Salt Lake City, probably in the very near future, maybe even in October.
Okay, and so given that you're going to have that reference plant, is that going to be something that you're going to be using to try and sell this into other markets around the world?
Oh, I think the interest in the reference plant is enormous. I have interest from a number of jurisdictions who would love to have that reference plant there working on the biomass wastes that they have in that particular country. And, you know, more on that in time. But initially, as I think, as you rightly say, we're going to have it operating at our facility in Utah, and we expect a great deal of interest in terms of people coming from other countries, both from the customer background. This is the utility and coal-fired power people, but also from investors and potential strategic partners who simply need to see this working. The science is relatively proven. It's our ability to scale up to turn out, in the case of that plant, 5 tons an hour in what is a modular system, which means that if it works at 5 tons an hour, we can scale it up to 30, 40, or however many tons per hour you wish without any further business risk. It's a significant step for us.
Yeah, I mean, I can see from the RNS that it says in there that construction of these first plants targeted for first half of next year in 2018. So are you funded towards that?
The commitment by Lumino, what they bring to the partnership, is the ability to plug into a pool, if you like, of financial resources, which is available to them and which has allowed them to move forward significant projects in this space in the past. Okay. And which has allowed them to put a pipeline of products and projects which are expected to flow over the coming months into the renewable energy sector. So those resources are available to us.
So what can we expect from Active Energy in the last quarter of 2017?
I think you can expect to see that we've got the plant up and running. I think you can expect to see news flow in terms of both affiliates, in terms of forestry activities and in terms of what we're doing with the coal switch product, because the interest is very, very significant in that at the moment.
Okay, Brian, is there anything else you'd like to add today?
I think we've covered it. I just think the excitement to my mind of this announcement is not purely the funding. People tend to focus on the money. It's about, as a relatively small business, it's about giving us the muscle, not just financial, but also the credibility to actually break into some of our target markets, get plants on the ground and prove that we can really deliver on what is a revolutionary product, which will disrupt the energy characteristics of renewable energy throughout the world.
Okay, so that was Brian Evans-Jones, CFO for Active Energy Group PLC, ticker AEG on AIM. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you very much, John.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.